So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and today 9 of Part 3. So we're almost at the end of the third part. Hopefully you're already starting to see the benefits of practicing this type of technique. Now, of course, the interesting thing when somebody does something to us or says something to us that hurts us in some way or that angers us in some way, they've, no matter how unjust it is or it might feel, they've clearly kind of pressed a button, and it's a button we really wish they hadn't pressed. And for most people have a sense of wishing it didn't get to them, of wishing that they didn't take things so personally, you know. And I think it's so easy to take those things personally. The truth is, of course, very often the words, the actions of others aren't necessarily reflective of something we've done ourselves. They can be, and they may well be. But very often it has much more to do with the other person. And therefore, the sense of taking it on so sort of personally is something that we sort of do ourselves. So as though it wasn't bad enough that the other person is saying something or doing something that we don't like, we then compound that by making it feel very personal. And therefore the intensity of the emotion strengthens. And we tend to repeat the storyline more and more in the mind, strengthening the emotion. So not only do we have an opportunity here to sort of find a way to work with these emotions more skillfully, but we also have an opportunity to see what is it? What are those buttons that are being sort of pressed? Why is it we take those things so personally? This isn't something to analyze in the exercise itself, but around the exercise, once you've done the exercise and there is a greater sense of calm and clarity, then what is it? What is it we don't like about that person? What is it they do? Is there something in that other person that reflects an aspect of ourself that we don't like? So very often, these sort of fundamental truths start to become much more obvious as we practice a technique like this. So just something to think about, to reflect on as you go through the day today. But for now, at least, you can let go of any thoughts and just take a moment to set yourself up in the usual way, making yourself comfortable. And when you're ready, starting with those nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes now. As you begin to become more aware of all the different physical senses. So as you check in with the body now, just noticing how the body feels today. I'm not thinking about it, just noticing the feeling. And then when you feel ready, just scanning down from head to toe. At the same time, noticing any particular mood that might be present right now. So just take a moment now, as always, to ask yourself your intention, your motivation. Why are you doing what you're doing? And if you find it helps, perhaps just bringing to mind some of the people that are really important to you in your life, who you know are influenced and affected by how you feel, the way you are. Just remembering the impact it can have on them when you have a happier, softer, kinder mind, free from any dislike or resentment towards others. And now just shifting the attention to the breath, to that natural rhythm of the breath. Not needing to do anything other than remain present with that rising and falling sensation. So in your own time now, just bringing that person to mind. And just remaining with that exchange, with that visualization. Genuine wish to see that other person happy. A willingness to share your own sense of happiness, contentment, and kindness. And now, having watched that person get increasingly happy, relaxed, content, just for a moment, letting go of that image, letting go of any focus on the breath, and just allow the mind to be completely free. Just bring the attention back to the body once again now. As you just start to become more aware of the different physical senses, more aware of the weight of the body, feeling of gravity, more aware of any sounds. You can open your eyes in your own time. Remember, looking for that feeling of seamless transition. Awareness being awareness, no matter whether we're sat with our eyes closed or eyes open, whether we're doing a formal exercise or engaged in everyday life. We're just clear in how you feel, clear about where you're going next, what it is you're going to do. The idea of carrying that awareness with you. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So, as you go through your day today, perhaps just looking for those people around you, might be in your work environment, your home environment, who just kind of niggle a little bit, perhaps. Maybe there's no sort of big drama, no big argument. It might just be the sight of them that niggles you. The sound of them might be something that they do. Whatever it is, using that as an opportunity. If there's a niggle of some kind, then there's a sense of restlessness or conflict in the mind. And if there's conflict in the mind, then it obscures our own sense of happiness, kindness, and generosity. So in those moments, rather than getting involved in the storyline, rather than acting it out in some way, instead a sense of breathing in whatever it is that bothers you, whatever it is that that other person is doing, and a sense of replacing it with happiness, contentment, kindness. And again, I think what you'll find is by doing this, that those little niggles that can become such huge things or be such a dominant underlying theme begin to loosen their grip a bit. They begin to soften and life starts to feel a little bit lighter again. So I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for the very last day of part 3, and that's day 10. I'll see you then.